everybody, and welcome to Rise of the Podcast. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Brownie. For some reason, I thought you were going to say the Rise of Skywalker, and I'm about to take for some reason. I don't know why, but there we go.
I'm the Rise of Skywalker.
We'll get to that. We will get to that. All right, well.
Not dead yet.
Kara's
not
got dead. The sniffles, and no, she's not sick with the hot topic that Chris does not want to talk about.
Because he works in the news. Poor Chris.
Yeah, that's fine. I work tangential to the news, just to be clear. I don't make the news. I am just around it all day.
if it's slow, Chris, you go put nails out on the freeway to generate news stories.
Yeah, no, don't. Let's not put ideas in people's minds.
There's a conspiracy
enough for
theory.
The news
yeah.
right now. Are you
yeah,
kidding?
There's enough fake news out there that people don't need to think that I make the fake news.
You got to keep yourself in business.
And finally, a 50-car pileup in Duluth, Minnesota.
Yeah.
All right, Kara, what do you got for us? What's some fun stuff you have?
So, well, because of the coronavirus, Jeremy and I were actually affected by it. We were trying to game the other night, and
Xbox Live is down.
Xbox Live was down. Like, we had been watching Hunters all day.
Yep.
It was just a kind of a chill day for us. We were watching Hunters all day. We were like, you know, let's pop on. Let's play some Stardew Valley. Let's have, you know, just have a good time. And I know. Don't judge.
Stardew no, I love Stardew Valley,
is
but
it's a solid
like,
game.
Yeah, let's fire some Stardew Valley and have a good time.
It's a solid game. Don't judge.
Dude,
me.
No, it's great. I've got hundreds and hundreds of hours in that game.
Skull Cavern.
Yep.
Right. How the furthest have you made it?
250 maybe.
In the
shut
in
the front
desert?
Door.
Yeah.
Well, you're not playing multiplayer, right? You're playing that single player. Because when you play multiplayer, so you can't pause.
There's the
when
mountain
you open
cavern.
Your menu.
I wasn't doing cheap tactics. It's just you just drop bombs, find holes, fall down. It's
yeah. Well, it's really hard multiplayer.
How many bombs do you have?
We had a lot.
We had like 100 and some.
Are you using small bombs or big bombs?
The black
a mix.
Ones.
A mix of the
so
normal
the
bombs and
the
mega
there's
bombs.
There's mega bombs and there's cherry bombs.
Yeah. I just drop the middle tier ones. And but like. Around. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. It's harder with two people because you don't want to hit your allies or whatever.
Well
yeah.
Like, but I mean, like. When you're doing multiplayer, time doesn't stop. So if you go
into
like make a staircase, let's say you're in a monster level.
And you want to skip it, right?
And you want to skip it. You can make stairs, which makes a ladder. When you go into your menu to make that in multiplayer, because the other person is...
I've played multiplayer.
Yeah, and the time never pauses.
The time never pauses. So when you're playing solo, when you go into your menu to make a ladder, time freezes.
Okay, that's fair.
So anyway, we were playing the other night.
We've been trying to get to level 100 because you get the Iridium Snake Milk at level 100 now.
And that increases...
That's a new item, apparently. I haven't heard of that.
That increases your health.
Yep. Permanently.
Okay.
Anyway, so we got on to play, and I'm the host for our co-op map, and connection failed.
Yeah, Xbox Live core services were down.
Like, our chat worked fine, because Jeremy's upstairs in the bedroom gaming, and I'm downstairs in the living area.
She's got the 4K. I only have 1080. I'm salty.
What are the games, like, 8 pixels wide? It doesn't matter.
It matters.
And so, I tried it again. That still failed. I... Quit out of the game, like fully shut down the game, restarted it, still failed. Turned off my Xbox, restarted my Xbox, restarted the app, still failed.
The modern day equivalent of blowing in the cartridge.
Yeah, right? Seriously. And so Jeremy finally looked it up, and online gaming was basically shot.
Yeah.
Was it Thursday night?
Yep. Because everyone was trying to get on and do stuff and play games. Now streaming
so
was working.
There wasn't an option for like a LAN connection?
No, there's not on the Xbox. There is on the Switch for whatever reason. You can play local wireless from Switch to Switch.
Really?
Yeah. We only have one Switch.
I guess.
I was
like,
going to say, why don't we get another Switch?
No. No, I want to sell PlayStations.
Okay, here's the thing. Jeremy wants to sell both of the PlayStations, but one of my favorite games is Horizon Zero Dawn.
You play as a female dinosaur
I'm
hunter.
Familiar. Yeah.
That game is so good. I adore that game. Like, AJ has it right now, my younger brother. And I so badly want to be like, AJ, I need my game back. I know you haven't played it, but give it back because I want to play through it again. It's so good.
He's got my Uncharted. But at least I own, like, Little Big Planet was my PlayStation exclusive I love.
But anyway, if they come out with a sequel to it, I want to have a PlayStation so I can play it.
It'll be on the PS5.
Well, we don't want to buy. I don't want to buy PS5.
He wants to get rid of PlayStation completely, and only have Xbox.
See, I'm outnumbered on this podcast,
so here's the
but
thing,
I have friends.
I strongly oppose people that have brand allegiance like that. I think you're making a bad choice from a availability standpoint. If you can only pick one, that's fine. But saying it's like, I will only ever choose Xbox over whatever, I think that's going too far.
So Jeremy's reasoning for wanting Xbox only is because we're in the same household, if we download a game to the home Xbox, any other Xbox on our network can also download any, the game for any free. Other.
Also, being rich is why you want to have Xbox, because no. If you have two of them, you can save $5.
Well, $60 per 60 title.
Bucks.
So here's a list of games Kara and I play together. Destiny, Fallout 76, Halo.
Okay, when's the last time we played Fallout 76?
We did play it together, though.
We did for like 2 days. And then we were like, this is crap.
Stardew. What other games do we play together? There's quite a few. Overcooked.
That's a solid game.
Lego.
Solid
game. We play all the Lego games together.
Which I cannot wait for the new Lego Star Wars game.
So there's like a bunch of games we play together. And we played Anthem together. We've played...
Ark.
Ark together. We've played... there's a lot of games, right?
It's okay.
So I only ever have to buy one copy on Xbox. On PlayStation, I have to buy two. Here's what's annoying about PlayStation. I bought Red Dead. Installed it on the main 4K Xbox, the PS4 Pro we have.
Okay. Xbox PS4 Pro, yo.
Okay.
It's a new one.
Yeah. Digitally, right? I bought it digitally because I love digital. And so play it on the PlayStation, whatever, right? I wanted to, for whatever reason, play on Kara's name. I can't even play on the same Xbox, the digital copy, on Kara's name. You cannot do... The only way that Kara can play Red Dead digitally, she bought it herself.
Which I have zero desire to play Red Dead. So
any game you buy digitally on PlayStation, only the person who bought... It doesn't matter if it, like, if I bought it... If we had one console and I bought a game digitally, Kara cannot play that game on that console, ever. It's stupid.
With her user profile?
With her user profile. The only way she could play it would be on my user profile. Xbox, not only can she play... She can play any game on the home Xbox. I can have a secondary Xbox, and as long as it has an Xbox Live connection, I can also play a said copy of the game. Any more than that, it'll ban you. There's the only downside to that is it has to have an internet connection. The second Xbox. Home Xbox, anybody can play any game, any profile on any game on that Xbox, internet or not. On the alternate Xbox, has to have an internet connection to verify more than one person isn't playing it.
Well, so then how are you playing simultaneously with one copy then?
More than two. Sorry. So, like, Kara can be, like, when I was just gone, Kara was playing Stardew on the home Xbox, and I could be down where I was playing Stardew. As long as that Xbox had an internet connection, or, like, both were online, you can have two copies playing. You can have two playing with one copy.
That sounds like a lot of confusing rules to remember.
No, it's really easy. Just...
I'll never have that problem because, A, I don't have friends. B, I don't have enough money for even one Xbox.
So. Right. Anyways, PlayStation, when we were playing, because we played Destiny, we started playing Destiny is kind of what got you re-into gaming again.
Yeah.
And so we bought two copies, and I was sick and tired. It was like, I had to buy two copies of the game, two copies of the DLC, two copies of whatever, and they have a yearly DLC that comes out. And so it was like, I was getting sick and tired of buying it for both.
Well, the thing that did kind of suck was, Fallout 76, we bought on PlayStation.
Correct.
Which we ended up not playing. Also, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. No, what was the... Well, no, the World War II one.
No, you love Battlefield 1.
No, I know, but the World War II...
Call of Duty
World War II. We bought that one. I ended up hating it. And so I never completed it.
Yeah.
And so we bought two copies of it, played like two missions, and I was like, this is stupid. Like, I love World War II stuff, mm-hmm. but for whatever
reason... That game's
reason,
really bad.
I could not get into that game. Battlefield games?
Oh, it was amazing.
Solid.
Amazing.
Love those games so much.
We played Star Wars Battlefront everything. 2 together.
That was a solid game.
Yeah.
That was a solid game.
It's good. So yeah, it's not brand allegiance. It's that one saves me $60 on every game purchase.
Well, and then
the on the same machine with different profiles thing seems wacky to me. But outside of that, like, sure, it's nice and convenient or whatever for whatever. I don't know how long that program will last.
Right.
You know, and it's like, it's a very narrow band problem in my mind to just like PlayStation, blech, whatever. It's like, right. In your specific scenario, I get it completely. But like, it's like that whole like Chevy versus Ford thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's just such a pointless discussion.
Right. It is. No, I totally agree. Like, you know. I don't have a brand allegiance at all. Like, I love my PlayStation. I'm not going to get rid of it. If Jeremy wants to get rid of his, feel free. But I've got the Star Wars edition, so that's not going to stay in my house.
I'm also trying to have less stuff. That's my other dilemma. So it's like, and then here's the other thing too. So then it's like when you get into the multi situation where you've got Xbox and PlayStation, it's $60 a year for Xbox Live. It's $60 a year for PlayStation Live or PlayStation Live. So we're playing Destiny on PlayStation. We're playing Star Wars Battlefront on Xbox. It's like,
well, you don't need to have a premium membership to play together online with PlayStation.
You absolutely do.
When did they change that?
You cannot play Destiny without a premium. They probably changed it about 4 years ago.
Oh, well, it's been.
Yeah.
A long time since I played.
Well, PlayStation
used to be
everything
on PC where it's free.
PlayStation Online used to be free.
Yeah.
Absolute 100% free. It didn't cost nothing. And the same thing with Nintendo. So Nintendo is $20 a year. So if you want to play any Nintendo game online, you need $20 Nintendo
thing.
Well,
this is 20 and not 60
although
or whatever.
Of course, Amazon and their mass whatever. If you have Amazon Prime, you get Nintendo Online for free.
Oh, really?
That's a weird team up.
It's weird. With Twitch. It's something to do with Twitch. They want you to stream Super Mario Maker 2 on Twitch on your.
Amazon owns Twitch.
That's what I'm saying. So it's it's like a Twitch team up. Not
I'm surprised they
Amazon.
Don't do that. I feel like more people are gonna watch like, people playing Destiny and Call of Duty.
Super Mario
Maker is huge.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Oh,
I've
because
never played it.
People make impossible levels and people beat said impossible levels. And then the fun thing about Mario Maker is if it makes it on the maps for you to play, the creator beat it. So it's like, it's crazy.
They can't make physically impossible ones.
Correct.
They can make it as near impossible as you could, like, infuriatingly hard.
So basically, I would rage quit.
It has to have been
quit.
Beat at least once.
Oh, you would rage quit.
And that's the funnest part about watching people play is them getting angry.
Like, yeah.
No.
I have rage quit games before. Oh, it's really funny.
Before? Once a week?
Whatever. Whatever. Don't even. One of our friends.
She rage quits cosplays. That's why we haven't made a video yet.
Okay. You try making gloves, okay? You try making gloves.
I can't even make a square.
I was working on Siri and I got to the point of the gloves and I had it all. I found this, you know, awesome tutorial for making gloves online and everything, and I was going on about it, and I was making the little gussets between the fingers, and I started sewing them in. And I put those stupid things on and they were too tight. And then like the fingertips came to a point. And then I went to put the dumb zipper in it because I was like, you know, I'm just going to make it work. Put the dumb zipper in it. Nope. Like everything just went to crap. And I was like.
So
I rage quit.
I didn't bring this up last week. And I wanted to. Is that Kara got asked to go make her presence in Ahsoka at the Duluth robotics competition, high school competition,
Duluth.
But it was teams from all over the world, like all
from
Europe.
There were people from Sweden. It was, there were two different groups. So there was the group that was more our regional, and then there was the group that was kind of worldwide.
Okay.
One of the teams was Ahsoka. They named their robot after Ahsoka.
Yeah.
And they had
Duluthies.
Like cool, like cool style pants on, and
it
was awesome.
Unfortunate that it was Duluthies.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the cake eaters, that's fine.
But there's a rivalry there for all the viewers there. It's, you know.
We grew up in Cloquet Lumberjacks. And then.
The Duluthies Greyhounds.
I feel like enemies. Everybody hated Duluth East.
Except for people who went to Duluth East.
Except for people who
went. But it's really funny because my coworkers, half of them were from Duluth East. So it's like, oh, from Duluth East, Duluth East, Duluth East, Duluth East. Well, okay.
Cake eater.
Cloquet, and then we got a couple Proctor. So.
Yeah. Well, you live in the East School District now.
We do now.
Yeah. Our kids are going to be cake eaters. Like, that's just how
I'm never going to root for your children. Just
I'm not either.
Well, my dad went to East and he never rooted for me in sports. When we played against East. He'd always root for his home, like, because he went there. So.
But anyways, funny story about that. So we met other Star Wars cosplayers. And one of the other cosplayers had on these gloves that were just perfect. He was dressed up as an Imperial officer. And he had these amazing gloves that were over 30 years old that they got for a different, they got them at the Ren Fest.
Yep.
30 years ago. And Kara saw them and she's like, oh. She goes, can I take pictures of your gloves, please?
Which
and
I
the
forgot
like,
to do. I need.
I have them.
Oh, you took pictures?
I took pictures.
I love you. Oh, what a husband. Did you take pictures of like everything, the fingers?
See? So I'm over there like, yes, I got pictures. The pattern was perfect.
You're wonderful.
Kara looked Kara looked at the
Kara, it's a very prim and proper way to take it.
She looked at the gloves and she freaked out because she's like, that's the pattern I know I can make.
Because like, okay, so the gloves that he's wearing, they don't have the dumb gussets in the middle. Like, if you're going to make gloves, do not make them with gussets unless you're like pro cosplayer level 5,000. You know what I'm saying? Don't try it.
Yeah.
Get the most basic, easy glove pattern
you can find. You're the seamstress that can roll D20 every time on your glove making.
That is
Kara's like, rolling ones over here. Critical failure.
You need a wizard casting spells, getting that gusset perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's just 3D printing gloves.
Right?
I wish you could 3D print leather. That'd be sick.
You probably
there's a flexible filament you can get, so it's like rubber.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. What? Why haven't you made that for me, Jeremy? Because
you don't want rubber gloves.
Yeah. Just kidding. Okay.
Well, you do now. That way, when you meet everybody, you're protected from the old whatever.
But I always feel bad when I cosplay as Ahsoka, because I feel Ahsoka takes attention away from other cosplays. Because, like, the Leku is just, like, in your face, and then the face paint is
Kara's 6 feet tall.
This is
the true. Shoes she wear adds 2 inches, and then the Leku add another damn near half a foot, if not more than that.
And no,
you look around, and you're like, oh, there's Kara way over there. There she is.
The horns, those are an extra 10 inches on top of my head.
There you go. See?
So she's 7 feet tall.
More or less, I'm about 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Just kind of.
Then you throw in two light up lightsabers.
But
you have a one person raid. Togruta in the house.
Like, no, I had people coming up to me asking questions about the group I was with, and I was like, "This is my first troop."
I'm
ever.
New here.
Yeah, like I looked
at these people.
I just roll up and take all the glory. They did all the work.
Well, it was kind of fun. So they broke it down for the most popular costumes. So what do you think the most popular? So. Do you want me to ask you, or do you want me just to go tell them?
I don't even know what the question is that you're going to say.
Yeah, I don't.
The most popular attention-grabbing costumes, Star Wars costumes.
Oh, this is a list generated from who?
From the person who troops with cosplayers.
Oh, okay. So this is an anecdotal list.
Yes.
Let's just take the list, because I'm not going to be able to guess it.
Okay, so third was Darth Vader, is very popular. Like, if Darth Vader shows up, people go nuts.
Yeah.
Second, R2-D2. So you don't have to cosplay as the robotic.
Yeah.
But like the most popular cosplay that people will run for miles to come meet is C-3PO. Because it's such a detail-oriented costume and it's so hard to reproduce. There's not that many of them. And she said, yeah, if you've got a C-3PO in your group, you're going to get a lot of attention.
Well, there's one guy that they were talking about last week that they want to ask him to join the Rebel Legion.
There is a C-3PO, one in Minnesota.
Nobody knows who he is because when he's in his costume, he never breaks C-3PO character. Yep. Never.
Oh,
he's
my. Just
exactly. Yeah. Jeremy does. I keep saying it.
No,
Jeremy
I'm
does
not.
A really good C-3PO impression. Please just
no,
do it.
No, I can't do it right now. I'm under pressure.
Human cyborg. I'm under come on.
Relations. It's no play for me in this scenario.
He does a really good C-3PO impression.
So C-3PO is where it's at, but it's kind of fun that I guess he was at GalaxyCon. He showed up there for a day or whatever. And he was down there. They said that he was there.
If we make the full Jabba the Hutt cosplay, everyone's gonna. Then if you guys push me around,
well, that's why I wish you watched Avatar because that's completely changed my life. I freaking love that show. It is so damn good.
And I want to do a.
Do you even know who Appa is?
Yeah.
I want to do an Appa cosplay, but you need to do it right. You need three people because he's got six legs.
Yeah, or you just get some sticks.
I guess. Yeah.
Here's the fun. So we went to the cities on Wednesday to go run around Mall of America and IKEA.
I want to talk about that too. Ooh, Jumanji. Boo.
Oh yeah, we can talk about that. I told Jeremy, I was like, there's basically three places I wanted to stop when we were at the Mall of America. Legoland, OBS.
OBS, yep.
Games by James.
Yep, totally.
And Box Lunch.
Box Lunch, yep, it's good.
Thank you for repeating me. I feel like in Dragon Prince, stop repeating me. The king would like you to stop repeating him. I realized after I said it. Anyway, so we're in Box Lunch. We're going around. Obviously, they have their Star Wars stuff, and I have to look. I didn't wear my Ahsoka t-shirt.
Nope.
I got an Ahsoka t-shirt down at Box Lunch, and I totally forgot about it.
I got an
Appa. I could have worn it today. Dang it.
I got an Appa t-shirt.
They had a section of Avatar stuff, like a back and front side of a aisle. I couldn't believe it.
It's way bigger than I thought. It's way bigger than I thought, needless to say.
And so Jeremy, we're going around and Jeremy found the absolute coolest shirt. I didn't like any of the other ones, but they had an Appa t-shirt.
On the front, it says Southern Air Temple with the Air logo on it. On the back, it's just a giant APA. Just giant.
It is amazing. It's awesome. So well done. Like a lot of the other ones, I was like, well, this is stupid.
Then,
the APA one, amazing.
It's awesome. I did love that gym bag. I just have no reason to have a gym bag.
The gym bag was pretty cool, too. It was an Air.
Change your, bring your clothes to work with or something.
Yeah, I know, but
or you guys have the gym.
I know.
You could get rid of your old.
But I got APA cereal, too.
It came with a little APA Funko Pop. It's so cute.
And I already ate the APA cereal. It's so amazing.
Was it good?
It's really good. It tastes like cupcakes. It was really good.
Crunchy cupcakes.
It was like multi. It was like it's like Frosted Flakes, but instead of being the flakes, it's circular. And they added a little bit of vanilla flavoring is all it is.
I'm trying to think what the texture.
Frosted Cheerios?
Vanilla Frosted Cheerios.
I'm trying to think. There is a cereal where the texture, it's almost like
Fruit Loop size.
Kix. The texture of Kix.
Yeah, I guess like
but Kix. In circle, like Fruit Loop sized circles.
I'm like, oh, I'm thinking of something else.
No, Kix are the little balls.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so it's like that that texture.
You know how those dissolve in your tongue? Fruit Loop circles, Kix texture, tastes like Frosted Flakes with vanilla. APA cereal, baby. APA. I love that show so freaking much. It's so good. They had a firebender stuff, and they had
earth, fire, water, and air.
The blind girl? Toph.
No, you need to do. You need to make an OC where you do a metal bender.
Well, a Toph can do it.
It's spoiler.
Season 2, Toph bends.
Well, what I'm saying is you can just do a bender cosplay.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Futurama bender.
I love it. Yes. Yes.
The original metal bender. That's sick. I don't know why I didn't put that together.
That's great.
That's ridiculous. Like that. And you know, Gravity Falls, so good. So for Valentine's Day, I got Kara Journal number 3. And then there, the guy, Alex Hirsch, who wrote Gravity Falls, or who it's just show or whatever, he wrote a book, like a graphic novel, that's got 4 additional episodes. And so I read the first one the other day. Fantastic. It's from the point of view of Shmebulok. And so every 100 years, he has one day where he doesn't have to say his name. So then he uses his day to tell you 4 stories. And he's really interested in a romance between Dipper and Pacifica. So one of them is about those two. And then the other 3, I haven't got. So each one has a subject. One's about Dipper, one's about Mabel, one's about Seuss, and one's about Grunkle Stan.
Oh, Grunkle Stan. You've watched Gravity Falls.
He's the one who recommended it to us.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry.
Chris, if you guys can see Chris's face, he's so sad right now.
I'm sorry.
Visible pain.
Okay, you recommended it to Jeremy. Jeremy recommended it to me.
I suppose I could go that far. Because I watched it by myself on the plane.
Oh, I see.
Downloaded Disney Plus. Oh, Gravity Falls. Chris, you are spot on. You've recommended One Punch Man, which they had a One Punch coffee mug down there.
But yeah, he said they were all sold out of the rest of their One Punch Man stuff.
Oh, I did get a shirt though that says okay.
Yeah, it's got Saitama's derpy face, and then it says okay.
I think they're missing a branding opportunity with Hawaiian Punch.
Oh yeah, right.
Yes.
It's all one punch. One Hawaiian Punch is all you need. It knocks your teeth out when you drink it.
I was saying it knocks their thirst out.
That's better. I was like, and nobody wants their one teeth punch. Knocked out.
So, Chris, you are spot on for your TV show recommendations. Have you ever have any more? I will gladly listen to them.
Keith recommended Avatar.
He did.
Because he said it's a lot like Gravity Falls. Which
it's not anything near. It's just really good.
The way that they structure the story, there's a clear beginning, progression throughout the entire series, and then it's over.
And that's what's nice. Is it doesn't any episode in Avatar doesn't feel like it's not without a purpose. Like it fits.
We've
really
started
well.
To watch.
Except for the second to last one was a little annoying because it was literally a play. They go to a play. That recaps the entire story.
Yeah.
I mean, probably beneficial to people that have watched the entire thing as it came out.
Yeah, that's true.
I suppose that makes sense.
Yeah.
They weren't thinking about binge watching in 2005 or whenever the last season came out.
And so now Jeremy and I have been watching Legends of Korra.
Which it took a little bit to get into. It's
the first
sequel
episode was kind of like, I don't know about. Like, this is like Victorian era steampunk kind of
Avatar.
Yeah. So it's kind of
weird. Like steampunk. So
I mean, I'm not, it's just different
than what Avatar was.
If they made a steampunk Star Wars, I'd watch that right now.
Yeah.
I've never not liked steampunk plus literally anything else. Steampunk Back to the Future.
Dark Souls 2, not Dark Souls. What was the Dark Cloud? was kind of steampunky.
That was such a good game.
Dark Cloud 2, Chris! Woo!
I just played the golf game all the time.
Oh, that golf game was bomb. And then I loved capturing stuff via picture.
Yep. Oh, man, what a fun game.
The AI was really good on that, because you had to catalog everything via picture.
It's a PlayStation exclusive, so you'll never get to play it again.
Well, are they ever going to make another one?
They're doing the Final Fantasy VII reboot or remake.
I saw that.
Are they?
Good luck playing that.
Yeah. My cousin.
Well, Kara won't let me get rid of the PlayStation.
No, my PlayStation is staying at the house. I don't care what Jeremy says, how much he wants to downsize.
I accidentally spilled water on it.
Or just play games on PC. I understand like the allure of consoles, but it's like you guys own enough powerful computers to be able to just play games on there.
Well, okay, so Kara loves the game House Flipper, and it's a Steam game. It's on Steam. And
it's a good game.
They're making a VR version of it. Which we have, you know.
VR, oh, yeah, and so. They came out with a new DLC.
What, I think so.
What was
the HGTV edition.
Yes. I need to reboot that sucker. Ooh, so excited.
I do love, I got to think, so I know there's a lot of beef between Steam and Epic Games, and I have Epic Games because they gave away Subnautica for free, and I love Subnautica. Love that game. Like, it's like Minecraft and Ark, but all underwater. It is the game that is not necessarily meant to be scary that gives me the most plausible chills, because the progression works with depth. So you start off, you can only go far down as you hold your breath. So it's like 20 to 25 feet. That's tops. Then you get your first kind of like not rebreather, but you get your first little like mini, like a snorkel. Then you can like go down a little bit further and go up further. Then you get a tank, and then you get two air tanks, and you can go lower. And then you get like a little mini sub. Then you can build yourself, like, as you get resources, you find crash ship parts, and you can reuse this fabricator to make this big, it's called a Cyclops, this huge submarine. So you navigate, and you go down in the water, right? So you got to navigate down between, like, cracks and crevices and everything. And then there's, like, it keeps you, the edge of the world literally, like, falls off. But as you get close also, there's these giant, giant, giant demon fish. That will like
they're real creepy.
Are freaking creepy. So you'll be scooting along in this submarine, and then all of a sudden this giant underwater creature will come and attack you.
It'll be pitch black, and it's just like out of nowhere.
You have like the classic floodlights in the front, and then it'll freak out, and it'll be like, you're drowning, and your submarine will start talking to you. So you have to like go out. You have a hatch, and you like go out the hatch, and you have to like go out and reweld your ship as this giant sea monster is surrounding you. But basically, when you land on this planet, you get injected with a disease, Corona 19. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. COVID-19.
You get a disease, and then the planet self-destructs your ship. Like, it prohibits you from taking off. So you have to find...
See, it's just trying to keep you from spreading it.
It's trying to keep you from spreading it. So then you have to find... The only way you can get off is if you find the cure, and the cure is, like, you got to go way down. So there's different tiers. So there's, like... You start off with 25 feet, then you go down to 100 feet, and then 200 feet, and then you can go 250 to 500 feet in your little mini sub, and you can go down to 2,000 feet in your mega sub. So you have to like navigate your mega sub through cracks and everything. And you don't want to. There's temperature you get into when you get really low, both hot and cold, depending on like magma. The game is insane. It's freaky. PC game, amazing game. But
Jeremy was addicted to it for a long time.
Because you get fish. And you eat fish to survive, and you have to like build desalinators, and you have to build.
Can you imagine how tired you would get of fish if you were stranded? Like, there's no
land.
There's no land.
It's basically it's like all water. You can eat seaweed and fish.
It's basically Kamino in Star Wars.
Yep. So like the seaweed dehydrates you, fish dehydrates you, and then there's power. You have to build like. Oh, you can build rooms. You can build docking base when you like pull up. You can build what's called a moon thing or whatever. But it's water. But then because there's air pumped in there, you can go like when you dock your sub, it automatically like docks you and pulls you in. And then the computer talks to you, and you can build any base how you want. You can build deep sea scanners so you can scan for resources. It's a great game. So yes, Chris,
you couldn't tell Jeremy really loves
PC is the way to go, Chris. I agree. Age of Empires 2, Subnautica.
Those only came out 20 years apart.
I never got into the Age of Empires games. 1602 AD, that was my game.
Real-time strategy games just frustrate me.
Well, you know they made a reskinned one of Star Wars, right? That gets me going. It's so much fun.
Oh. I mean, I played like Warcraft 2. That was a real-time strategy. It was like the only one that I was even like okay at. But like, even on like medium difficulty against the AI, it's like, and then like you try and play online, and everyone knows all like the god tier strategies. So you lose in like 5 minutes. It's like, it's just not fun.
Yeah.
It's not real time strategy. It's real time. Can I pull this stupid trick off faster than you?
Right. I never played any. I'm not good at multiplayer. Like, people get together and do lands of Age of Empire 2 back in the day. Even then, when it wasn't, it was just people you knew. They were still way better than
pepperoni
me.
Pizza.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Instant. There was one where you get the. I don't know what it was in Age of Empires, but in the Star Wars skinned one, you could type in the hack that was like the unkillable character or whatever. Mm-hmm. In the Star Wars skinned one, it was an Ewok. So this little Ewok would just go one shot everything, walk up to a ship, and then boop. And I think if you were the Empire, there was a cheat code for bringing in the Death Star. But pepperoni pizza gave you like, what, 1,000 food or 100 food?
It was a bunch of food, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was a bunch of food.
I can't remember, though. That's the only cheat. There was a black limousine with a missile launcher that you could spawn in.
Oh, man. And then what's sad is Age of Empires 3 is not nearly as good as 2. Like, 2 is still...
People
like,
still play it.
They just came out with a DLC for it, like, a year ago.
For 2?
Yes. They came out with, like,
came out when we were in middle school.
Yeah, it did. I remember my brother playing Age of Empires.
Yeah, they came out with a thing for it, because I bought it on Steam.
What
was
the one that
Steam.
Had, like, the Cleopatra and the Roman Empire?
Civ?
Yeah, Civ's really, really good. I like Civ.
What was...
Sid Meier's Civilization.
Then they had 1, 3, 4, 5, and then all
5
the way
up
to
is 6. The most. Six is out? Oh,
6
okay.
is out. I've played 4 and 5, and that was it for Sid Meier's. But Chris, Terraria.
That's a good game.
And Minecraft, you know, originally was a PC game, so we can.
Yep. Except I first played it on the Xbox. The PC version is 1,000 times better.
I cannot play Minecraft on the Xbox.
You guys are all high.
Cannot.
I like it on the Xbox.
I have to play it on PC.
It's okay with a controller, but you just lack the fine motor control.
Exactly.
And like whatever. It's like you're just so much more precise with the keyboard and mouse.
Well, here's the thing. Like,
I like crafting on the computer. You actually had to
just go bang, bang. Like, I'm so much faster instead of like flicking through the menus and then hit the thing with the... really slow joystick move. I just like literally just like right click and hold down stick, stone, boom, I got a pickaxe.
Yep.
Is it is Xbox and PC crossplay?
They are now, yes.
Okay.
Everything that's Bedrock Edition is crossplay. You can crossplay your phone to a Wii.
But you cannot PlayStation's not part of it.
No.
For some games it is. This one apparently it is.
Yeah. Fortnite is now.
Oh, is it?
It'll get there eventually, but Fortnite because of the popularity.
I feel when you play PvP. You know if you're playing against a PC gamer, like in Destiny,
Modern Warfare?
Like people can snap right to you, and like with Xbox, you are using the joysticks. With the mouse, you do have that finer motor control.
Yeah.
Like you can just like snap to something and like.
And you can
fight
turn your DPI up so it moves faster and stuff too. So it's like if you're you can.
On the new Call of Duty, it's complete crossplay. So when you get into a match, it shows little PCs or the Xbox symbol depending on what they're playing. And so it's like you get matchmaked and you can turn it off, but then there goes your pool of eligible people to play against.
Yeah.
But the PC people are always on top.
That fine motor, like you can just like tone it in just perfectly.
Yeah.
And like with the controllers, I feel like when I'm playing PvP, I get nervous. Like when people start firing me, I'm like, oh my gosh, where are they? And like I'm all over the place. With a mouse, you don't have that, you know. Over adjusting or anything, you know? I don't know.
My big thing with like PvP stuff is like I can never see people for some reason. It's like if I'm watching somebody else play, it's like super obvious, like, oh, there's the guy.
Right.
Or whatever. But it's like, but when I'm in the exact same scenario and I'm always just like a half second too late realizing that somebody's there.
When I play PUBG, like when I game and I'm getting a groove, I get sweaty. And then I lose because I'm sweaty.
Mom spaghetti.
I was going to say, there's a reason we call them sweaties,
I'm like,
Jeremy.
I'm like, I get nervous, then I start to sweat, and then my controller gets all slippery, and then my thumbs get slippery on the control sticks. And then somebody attacks me, and I'm just like, oh, my hand slides off, and the controller flies across the room. And
then he rage quits.
I don't rage quit. I become a bad human. I swear a lot.
Yes, he does. He tells me he doesn't swear. Oh, you should hear him game.
Team Deathmatch is the worst version of any type of video game ever. It's just not fun to me. It's either you win and you had a good time, or you're the other, like in Battle Royale, 99 players are the other 16 players and you just don't have fun.
Yeah.
It's like nobody has fun going 4-14.
Right.
You know?
What's the new... type of PvP they put out in Destiny that you hate?
Oh, Gambit?
No. It's PvP, but like that, you know, there's control and there's, but like they came out with a new one where it's basically like two shots and the person's dead.
I don't know. But I love SWAT and Halo, which was no shields, headshots only, basically.
So in typical Destiny PvP, it's like your entire magazine, if you're using an auto rifle, plus some to kill someone. And then they came out with a new game, and it hardcore, maybe?
The equivalent of hardcore. I hate hardcore on Call of Duty.
It's basically two shots, person's dead. Mm-hmm. I suck at regular PvP. In the hardcore, I was slaying it. I was like, I was top of my team every single time. So, and Jeremy's like, this is stupid. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This is
the same thing. You probably have better reflexes, but worse accuracy.
That's probably it.
Because, like, if you can land a couple of shots faster, then you're, like, so that it prioritizes reaction time.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas regular core prioritizes accuracy.
Right. So I can get shot, figure out where I'm getting shot from, and still win the engagement on normal. Problem is, when I play that, I get shot, you're dead. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I can't react.
I rock it at that one. I'm most, like,
I would say, because like the one that I ended up playing the most, I did, honestly don't know if I ever had fun playing it. I just played it because I had friends that would play with me.
GoldenEye.
No, I like GoldenEye.
I love GoldenEye.
We played a 14-inch CRT in four-way split screen. Nobody could see anything anyway. I played, I think it was Black Ops or Black Ops
2. Oh, yeah, you did love that one. You didn't. Okay, you played it a lot.
I played it a lot because I had friends that would play with me.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're playing with a team of people, it makes it a lot easier.
I know. That's my friend Kyle's whole strategy with Destiny.
But
yeah, no, having a full team, you can rock it out of the park.
I forgot where I was going with this. It doesn't matter.
Anyway, Black Ops people played with you.
Neither of those are the points. No. You kept on trying to guess stuff, and now I forgot what I was talking about.
Damn it. It's my fault. My fault.
We have Destiny.
But
it's gone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Good gaming moments. I ruined it with GoldenEye. But
GoldenEye was a solid game.
GoldenEye was a solid game.
As a kid, we'd go over to my friend's house, well, Steven's friend, and we would play Mario Kart. Original Mario Kart.
Original Mario Party was fantastic too.
And we would play GoldenEye. But our parents were like, this is so violent. So they made us turn on the paintball version. And so we'd end up playing GoldenEye paintball.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's a solid game.
Man with golden gun.
Mario Party is probably my favorite game ever.
I love Mario Party. But like 1, 2, 3, and 4 were the best. And then they got a couple weird ones for a while. And then the newest one's really good. It's really fun.
I like games that are loaded with like little mini games like that. WarioWare, if you haven't played it, is ridiculously fun. Because the mini games are like 2 seconds long.
Yeah.
So you have to figure out how to do the thing and then do it or you lose.
I played WarioWare, but what was it on? Was it on Wii?
GameCube. The first one that I played.
Yeah, that was really fun because it was like a hand would come by and then like you'd have to jump over it and then that would be it or something. Yeah,
it'll say like give a high five or whatever. And then all of a sudden a hand will start swiping through and you have to like oh, there's a hand here. And they have to like move it up so it gives the high five or something. Or like I played it on the Wii too and it'll be like pick the nose and there's just a nose there and you're like we go.
Like, I never played any GameCube games.
GameCube was the best console ever made. If you want to do like throw everything away and keep one thing, the GameCube was the best console ever.
First off, I loved the N64, but the controller did suck. The joystick was horrible. The layout was horrible. I don't care.
It was very unresponsive.
Very unresponsive. GameCube controller came out. It was amazing. It was revolutionary to me. It was awesome.
It's my favorite controller too.
And so you had the GameCube controller. It also came out with Animal Crossing. It came out with Super Smash Brothers. I had the expansion thing on the bottom.
Yep.
Where you could play your Game Boy Advance games.
You can play everything back to the original Game Boy.
Yes.
From the Game Boy Advance down.
Then it had Dodrio mode. So if the game was slow, it had three speed settings. One head Doduo and then Dodrio, but you had like one head, two head, and three head. Right. That's what it should have been, but
I suppose Dodrio's the emu Pokemon, isn't it?
And so like I would go back and I would replay Red and Yellow and Blue at higher speeds and then really enjoy the game because you didn't have run back then. So you could actually like play it on a higher speed.
And if you needed to grind, it didn't take forever.
Pokemon Stadium was on GameCube, and then you could like catch Pokemon in Pokemon Stadium and then transfer them through the block into the game. And discs, Nintendo's venture into discs versus cartridges. Mm-hmm. Now they're back to cartridges or digital.
Well, so the problem was you could fit more stuff. Like flash memory didn't have loading screens, but it was more limited capacity, whereas disc could fit more stuff, but you had to load because you had to move to the part of the disc to load the game or whatever. So it's like So to get like higher res graphics and everything, but now Flash Media is big enough that you can switch back.
PlayStation 1, did you have a memory card for it?
I have multiple memory cards.
Do you remember the sizes of those things? Because it's shockingly small.
It's like 16 megabytes.
Yeah, it's like 16 megabytes. And you only had so many blocks.
Yeah.
So the GameCube, you'd get a memory card and it would have like 64 blocks. So some file sizes could be bigger.
Yeah, but it's, also, like it's a 3-block game or a 6-block game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Jeez. And wasn't PlayStation, like you had 16 megabytes, but like you couldn't also not have also more than like 24 saves on it or something.
Yeah.
So you had size and the amount of saves. Yeah,
you couldn't subdivide it so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just mind-blowing.
Like, if I understand correctly, it's because like the way that the memory is made, there's like different like banks or whatever. So it's like you can't like subdivide a bank enough times to make that many saves.
Yeah. It was crazy. But yeah. Dark Cloud 2, man, that was my jam. That was my jam. Single player games so Chris, we'll just get rid of the Xbox and the PlayStations. We'll just switch to being PC gamers.
At least I'd have somebody to play with. Surface
Studio.
I literally like it's because I never Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 were the last consoles I owned, and one of them is being used at my sister's house for Rock Band, and then the other one is sitting in a box in my bedroom somewhere.
Yep.
So can you play Halo on PC?
No. Well, yeah, actually you can now.
It's Microsoft games.
Yeah.
Can you play Horizon Zero Dawn on PC? Then there you go. I need to keep my PlayStation.
Oh, my gosh.
I would never buy a console for one game.
Break the chains. See, there you go. Thanks, Chris.
We don't have to buy one because we already have
it. Oh, yeah. You're so funny.
But if it comes out on PS5, I would not buy a PS5 expressly for one game.
No.
I would.
Well, because like, I really wanted to play the new Pokemon game, whatever it is, Sword and Shield.
Yep.
But like, there's nothing else out that I wanted to play. So it's like, I'm not going to buy a Switch for one game.
Right. I was going to buy you a Switch, but you said save the money for this.
Well, yeah. Well, and for the same thing, like, I'd feel bad. It's like I played one game and didn't, you know, it's right. Like, I'd rather get another 16 gigs of RAM in my computer and render faster.
Oh, Chris.
I'm too, like, yeah. And it's like, that D&D thing was the first game of any type I had played for
a while, yeah.
A month and a half.
Yeah.
So.
I will consider switching to PC if I get my Surface Studio.
You're so funny. That's a lot of cheddar. There's a third rendition coming out, so I'd rather get that one. But,
which is probably not until fall.
I came down with full intention. So here's what I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about, so there was this little.
It's going to become the theme of the podcast. It's like, here's what you missed out on because we can't keep our
concentration. We go on so many rabbit trails. Right.
I was just going to talk about like make believe if I was stuck in quarantine. So there's this thing going around, the third person you tag and your whatever is person you're stuck with. I've been stuck with my sister. Yeah. We had on episode 10-ish. Had on my sister. Mm-hmm.
It was like the low teens somewhere.
Yeah. So Garfield versus, we had her on for a game. We had her on for the podcast and stuff like that. So I was picturing when I saw that was my sister, I was like, oh, it'd be really funny. She's a really good cook and she's really a clean person. So I'd have a really clean environment and I would also have really good food. So I was going to like kind of do like a make-believe scenario thing because you told me about 7 ways to die. Or something like that. Is a zombie game?
7 Days to Die.
7 Days to Die.
That, holy crap. I didn't even, like, talking about games that we loved. That game is so far up there.
Oh, man, so I have not played it yet.
So good. So the thing is, like, it's not something you can just, like, play for 20 minutes and, like, get the whole experience. Like, you have to sink hours into it. Hmm.
That's what I always do.
like Divinity or whatever. It's like we only played for like a couple hours that one time with you. It's like you have to basically set aside a day and just play it to how like awesome of a game it is.
Yeah.
But like it's not for everybody in that regard too. It's like if you just want a game you can pick up and drop.
Right.
You know, maybe whatever. But like I think that you would like it, but.
Yeah. Stardew's my jam though, man. Anyways, I was going to brag. We hit level 100 in the Skull Cavern. We got that Iridium Milk.
But that's awesome.
On a multiplayer map. But we had been trying for days and days. But they did some things that made it better. So I would get frustrated because in my original playthrough of Stardew, this is a complete tangent. And maybe we'll end. I don't know. Anyways, Prismatic Shard, right? Yep. Super hard to get. My first playthrough of that game, I never got a freaking Prismatic Shard. While I was playing on that, Kara was playing, before the multiplayer update, Kara was playing her own Stardew map. And she had the cutest goat called Sir Bleeder. Bleater, not bleeder, but yeah. Because they bleat. And so Kara had like the coolest animals and the coolest stuff. She goes out to the Skull Cavern, goes down a couple levels and gets a Prismatic Shard. So it was like like
I got a prismatic shirt before I even went to the Skull Cavern.
Did you get one in the normal mine?
Yeah, just because you get like the Omni Geodes or whatever. I got one out of there, like my third Omni Geode.
So for me, it'd be like this thing is I got everything done in my first game, but I just didn't get that. So then when I was gone, I started a new map and I was like, all right, I'm going to play some Stardew Valley and hopefully whatever. And so I really wanted to get a prismatic shard really bad. And I finally like figured out the Skull Cavern. And the secret is to, they added a secret letters now that add stuff to the game. So there's like a path, you get a rabbit's foot and there's like a path you can walk and you get a permanent luck increase. Then you
They added all sorts of stuff to this. The last time I played is when the multiplayer beta was out for the PC.
Yeah. And so, and then now they added, so what you do is you read the TV on a good luck day. Then you have your automatic luck boost. Then Lucky Lunch, which is a sea cucumber, a tortilla, and a blue jazz. Well, it was always hard to get sea cucumbers, so they added these things called fish ponds. So it's 100 stone, one or 200 stone, green algae, and seaweed.
Oh,
and Robin will come and build you a – it takes up 5x5 on your farm, but you toss a fish in there, and it'll multiply. And then it'll ask you to do 3 missions for it, and it'll hold 3, and then it'll go to 5, 7, and then 10. It's 3 and then you unlock 5, 7, and 10. So then whenever you need to make that lucky lunch, you go and cast and you just instant hit and just pulls out and you get a sea cucumber. So then you can easily make lucky lunches.
Man, this is way easier.
And so what I would do is like I wake up and then they added obelisks now that you can build. You go to the wizard and you do a mission for the wizard. His ex-wife is a witch and she lives out in the swamps.
That's how you get rid of your wife and kids.
You have to go see the witch.
The witch will abduct your children for you if you want to get rid of them.
Oh, crazy.
We have Floyd and Siri right now.
If you want to get rid of your kids. So you can just divorce your wife by going to the mayor, but if you want to get rid of your kids.
Don't you dare.
You get the witch to come and abduct them.
Oh, crazy. To get married into multiplayer, you have to get a prismatic shard to make the wedding ring. But if you want to get married normally to an NPC, you just give them a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then the wedding shell. But So what I would do is like now you don't need to wait for Pam anymore to get to the bus stop. You can just go up. So it's 1,000,000 gold for the obelisk and you can go out. You can just fast travel. You have to build each one. So if you want to fast travel to the mountains or the whatever.
I think that's been a thing, though, because I'm fairly certain I had one.
Warp totem.
Yeah.
Things?
No, not the little ones. This is an infinite use. It's the size of a silo you run up to and you just hit A on it. And it'll teleport you out to the desert. It's infinite use. Oh, the little warp totems you had to craft over and over again.
Yeah, I had warp totems, but I don't think I ever had those obelisks.
The obelisks are super cool. So we'd whip out there as fast as possible, carry our stacks of stones, we chew down some lucky lunch, and it's like, now I feel like I understand the Skull Caverns. So we consistently hit level 75, but by myself, not knowing any of this stuff, I'd only get to like level 30. So I'd maybe see like one iridium ore. We have 120 iridium bars because of like once you crack like level 50, 60, there's a couple iridium per floor. We've got 7 or 8 prismatic shards now. So I was like, I finally am having fun. And then we really wanted to hit 100. And it was like the stars aligned. We're hitting holes and dropping 15 floors. And we're it was like midnight. So you have, 2 hours is not very much in the in game. And it was like, I'm cracking stairs. And Kara's like mining as quick as she can to try to get stairs to pop up. And we're like, stairs. Anyways, we made it to floor 100 at 1:50 a.m. with 10 minutes left.
And you pass out at 2.
Yeah. And so it was like, we just made it. And it was like, yay. And then when you get there, it's a cutscene. So you're guaranteed to get it. It doesn't whatever. Because Kara caught the legend. So the legend's in the mountain lake on rainy days in the spring.
Oh my gosh.
She caught it. She started fishing, but caught it. And then it went after 2. Well, it doesn't break up the fishing cup mini game. And so she caught it after 2. And she had an open spot in the inventory. So it gave her credit for the catch, but she didn't
get forgot.
The fish.
I was so excited. Like I had it. I started fishing at about 7 a.m. and then went until 2 a.m., right? And so very last minute, I catch the dang thing. And I sat there fighting it for probably literally 2 minutes, two, 3 minutes real time. Jeremy came downstairs and he just sat on the stairs just watching me. My heart was just going thump, thump, thump because I was like, I'm going to catch this thing. And I finally caught it. And when I did, I was like, oh, praise God. But then it timed out. And it didn't put the fish in my inventory because it didn't hit A on it to put it in my inventory.
Oh.
But it did give me credit for actually catching it.
That's fine then.
Right. Yeah. I was like it would have been fun to have it in my inventory.
We don't need the money, but yeah. So you're looking at a successful entrepreneur, farm entrepreneur. That game makes me want to go start a farm in real life.
No,
but I can't
don't.
Imagine it's
no,
that fun.
No, you don't. No.
All the things that are fun about that game are 0% happens in a real fight. It doesn't take 3 days for corn to grow.
Wait, you mean my two pigs don't snuff up 5 truffles every day?
Do truffles even grow in the United States?
I think out in Washington, I believe there's an area that where truffles grow.
So, no.
It's just so fun when you walk around, you see them. And then when you get foraging level 10 and all your stuff's iridium and you can stack all your truffles and... I'm running crocuses out to Sandy at the desert to get her to light. And she's sending me recipes. And it's a fantastic little game.
It really is.
Yeah. So they have one more update. He announced that. So 1.4 was the fish pond. And then now lightning strikes the Jojo Mart and you get a movie theater. And then you can buy 2 tickets and you can take a townsperson to a movie.
And it puts them up 1 heart.
And puts them up 1 heart. Nice. So it's really nice. You can like level them up.
Easy mode.
Yep. Easy mode.
Back in my day, you actually had to do the work and remember what all their favorite gifts were. And then hoard up those spicy peppers to get the mayor to like you.
The only person that I have
Pierre taken, is a jerk.
Taken to the theater.
He likes fried eel.
Is Alex. The only one. Everybody else has been gifts.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Pierre.
He only likes fried. There's only nothing squid easy. In winter.
It's just like, I want fried calamari. I want golden pumpkins. I want prismatic shards. And I'm like, dude.
No. I don't recall. I never gave him his top tier gifts. I just gave him
whatever, I give him coffee. So.
Everybody likes coffee.
Everybody loves coffee except the kids.
Yep. Likes coffee except for the kids. Yeah, that's there's a, like and yeah. love. But.
It's just a like. It's not a love. And so Pierre has been a grind. Mm-hmm. That jerk. Ugh. Everybody else is like, I'd like a flower.
Yeah, Harvey, who loves coffee.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, outside of actually talking to him to level him up, like, I'm probably after, like, the first, like, go around or whatever, because, like, I got, like, the seed processor and everything. I'm like, I don't even know if I walk into the store.
Yeah. Yeah. You just recycle your crops into seeds and keep going.
Well, yeah, it's like I just know, like, so, like, I maxed out my farmland area, so I know that, like, what I'm going to grow in which season, so I know how many seeds I need. So, like, before I make my last sale of the thing or whatever, process to get my seeds all lined up, I have different bins. I have my spring, summer, and fall bins, and then I have a bin for doing the ancient fruits in the greenhouse or whatever. Yep. So, I have all the stuff just set up for, like, that one's just in perpetuity because it'll always grow, but.
Right. Yeah. We have an ancient fruit thing, and in the summer we hit that starfruit real hard now. And
I mean, if you put starfruit wine in there, you're guaranteed like $150,000.
An iridium bottle of starfruit wine is almost like $10,000 or $12,000. It's ridiculous with the rancher with the one that gives you 40% artisan goods.
It's solid.
Well, big trip down video game memory lane.
I suppose
we held off for the majority of the podcast talking about the coronavirus, Chris, which just makes you rage because of the amount of contact you come in with it, with hearing about it.
Yeah, it's just like whenever something happens, about 3 seconds later, that's all you hear about for the next 15 minutes.
I know everybody's got to be tired about it by now because Facebook is overwhelmed with coronavirus.
But it's bing, bing. There's all these reactions. So if NBA done, and then that's something somebody has to process, and then the Masters, and then NASCAR, MLB. And then you know baseball, and so it's like. For you,
schools
it's like,
closed.
Breaking news.
The NCAA hockey tournament got canceled. Like the UMD, like it was a huge deal. We were getting up ready to do all this stuff. And the University of Minnesota Duluth.
Yeah.
We were getting ready to, like, as we're a partner with the team and stuff, and we're in charge of doing the broadcast for the games and stuff. And all of a sudden, pff, gone. So.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, school has been canceled for Michigan and Wisconsin. So my best friend's a teacher in Superior, Wisconsin. And, yeah, I texted her today. I was like, so are you guys out of school? I'm like, do you have to go? And she said, right now, we don't know. Because this coming week is their spring break.
Okay.
And so early this coming week, they're going to actually come up with a plan. Are the teachers going to go in still to lesson plan and stuff? Or is it just going to be, nope, everything's going to be taught from home type thing. And I think they're probably just going to do the teaching from home. Hmm. Minnesota hasn't jumped on that bandwagon yet, but.
It'll happen at some point.
It will. If it doesn't prevent it, it'll slow it at least.
Since we're in this thing, do you want to talk about those things on Disney Plus that are worth watching?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Sure. So, like I said, we had problems streaming on Xbox, and we've been binge watching a lot on Netflix and Disney Plus. So I was like, well, let's look up some fun things. And StarWars.com, which was my favorite thing to use while Jeremy was gone, gave me a list, top 10 things for Star Wars fans to watch on Disney Plus. So the first thing, which Jeremy watched without me, and I'm still a little salty at him, Empire of Dreams.
Documentary about how they made Star Wars.
So,
A New Hope. Fantastic. Or all 3 original movies.
Yeah. Jeremy's like, yeah, so I watched Empire of Dreams while you were at work today, Kara, because it was a flex day for him. And I'm like, "You what?" He was like, "I watched it." And I was like, "Without me?"
Excuse me, Kara's got proprietary stuff on all the TV shows. I can't watch anything without her present.
Yeah, you have to fill out a form. We'd be like, "I would like to put in a watch television request," and she'd be like, "Denied."
She did it with One Punch Man.
Here's the thing: if it's Star Wars, you do not watch it without me.
What if it's the Christmas special?
I have no desire to watch that.
There you go, Jeremy Carpalosh.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, it's. Do you want me to read about it?
No, just go on to the next one. Okay. We're good.
So there's that. The Zillow Beast arc in Star Wars Clone Wars.
I will always love the Zillow Beast.
I barely would call it an arc. It's two episodes.
That's what they say. But it's easy to like pick up. You could watch just the Zillow Beast arc and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to see
it. It didn't hit me the same way it hit you guys. I was pretty like, eh.
The Zillow Beast.
He's just one of a kind, special animal. And
I told Jeremy I'm going to make him a Zillow Beast cosplay. So he can stroll around celebration.
I'm going to make an Emperor Chancellor Palpatine cosplay and kill you.
And just rip scales off of Jeremy's cosplay as you go.
Just blasting some sort of weird mustard gas at him.
Yep.
Oh, man. And then the episode The Deserter from Clone Wars.
Great episode.
I don't know. Have you seen
that one? Yeah, you have. Season 2. It's the one where the clone works as a farmer.
So,
that's a great episode.
It's a great episode.
Yep. So there's the episode basically... The way this describes it is, you know, clone troopers don't have a choice on what they do.
They're bred to be fight.
They're soldiers. That's it. And so this one clone's like, nope, I want to do something else. So he deserted and started a family with a Twi'lek and
we got some ugly ass kids.
I'm sorry, those kids are not cute.
I would be like, why don't you go get lost in the corn, kids?
And so then Rex comes across them and
Rex is very by the book and he lets him.
Yeah,
slide.
He lets him. He's like, no,
but it takes a lot of convincing though.
It does.
We're spoiling the whole episode, but it's totally worth watching.
I mean, it's been about 10 years now, so.
Well, season 2 would have been 09. It's been 11 years.
Crazy.
So, The Deserter, excellent episode. We're getting into Rebels now, which I don't. Do you remember this episode?
Which one?
Droids in Distress.
Yes.
Okay.
R2 leads a mission to go off and they fight over who's in charge and then I totally remember.
Is Chopper. He in every Star Wars thing?
Yeah, he's in a lot.
R2 and C-3PO.
I could live without a little bit of R2-D2 to be completely honest.
I love R2.
He's fine. But like Rocket Pack R2-D2 kind of ruined it for me in 1990.
Don't base R2 off of the prequels.
Like he was always Luke's droid to me. So the fact that he's just like hanging out with everybody and he's like, I'm the galaxy's droid. And it's like,
I am Star Wars now.
Yeah.
Right.
It's fun. I don't dislike R2-D2, but he doesn't need to be in everything that Star Wars makes.
Right.
It's true. R2's awesome. Anyway.
As he is our background.
I love R2. He's such a good friend.
That's a little funny.
He clearly does need to be in everything.
I stare at him literally at least an hour a week. You guys don't have to look at him like I do.
That's true. Well, you'd rather look at that than me, Chris. I know you.
That's true.
All right. So the next one is The Call, also from Rebels. And this one's about the Purrgil. And we actually did a Star Wars Every Day.
On the Purrgil.
A couple weeks ago now?
Yeah.
On the Purrgil. And they're really cool. They're the only creature in Star Wars, the only organic creature that can go to hyperspace. It's super
without
cool.
a ship.
It's a space whale.
It's cool.
It's
they're
super
cool.
awesome. Who wouldn't want a space whale? I really want to talk about the ending of Rebels.
Just let it go. Let it go.
Watch Rebels. Okay. Anyway. And then they move on to Resistance, Bebo, which actually this is one of my favorite episodes. So in Resistance, they're on this huge ship called the Colossus. And
aptly named, apparently.
Yes. And the Colossus, nobody really actually knows that it's a ship until season
two.
Two.
Well, they think they're on a planet or something?
It's on a water planet.
Yeah,
and so
it's just docked.
It's like an iceberg. Oh. You only see a little bit of it, but the rest of it is underwater. And so there's this little baby fish alien thing that gets flipped up onto the Colossus somehow. Nico, one of the characters, finds it and wants to keep it as a pet, even though it smells absolutely rancid. Anyway, eventually you find out that its mother is this huge
sea serpent
thing, like bigger than the Colossus, huge. And it ends up helping, like, protecting the Colossus from, I think it was the Empire, wasn't
it? The First Order.
The First Order, sorry. Yeah. First Order. Super good episode.
It, like, eats spaceships and, like, they give it back. It's a good episode.
So, excellent
episode. Interesting.
The next one is Rendezvous Point from Star Wars Resistance. This is also a good one. So, one of the characters that I want to cosplay as, Tora Doza. She's one of the main characters. In one episode, her mom is a very popular or well-known pilot.
Poe Dameron level, just not quite Poe Dameron level.
Like not, yeah, anyway.
Poe Dameron.
The female equivalent of Poe Dameron.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's excellent pilot. She gets caught by the First Order and put into a cell. And
Poe wouldn't have got caught.
Anyway. Tam, there's a character named Tam. She joined the First Order. She was on the Colossus. And at first, the Colossus wasn't, like, tied to any
faction
until the First Order came and tried to take over the Colossus and, like, really...
It's a refueling station, so they wanted to steal it and use it to refuel their ships.
Right. Okay. So then eventually they find out that there's a group on the Colossus that's... and you find this out right away. They are keeping Resistance spies on there. And, like, the captain of the Colossus knows about it and everything. And so then the Colossus has to run away. One of the main characters gets upset that, you know, they're part of the Resistance. Yeah. She feels betrayed by these people she trusted, and so she joins the First Order. Anyway, she's on the same ship that Tora's mom is captured on, and she recognizes the name, so she goes and talks to her, and you find out why Tam decided to join the First Order.
Some real human development and character arcs. That's really good.
Anyway, good episode. Great episode. Loved it. Tora's mom, awesome. Her robot, awesome. She's super cool.
She's got a snarkier BB-8.
Yes.
BB-9?
Yeah. Oh.
No, that's BB-9E for Empire. BB-9E. Evil Edition.
Evil Edition.
And, like, her ship, it's super cool. Like, the back burners are pink.
Yeah. Hmm.
It's super cool. I love her. Okay. Number 8 are the Star Wars film deleted scenes, which Jeremy and I didn't know about.
I guess I didn't know this. Yeah.
So in the Star Wars...
On Disney Plus,
there is...
Extras.
Yeah, special edition.
I knew that there were extras because I commented about it, not to you guys, but to somebody at work. It's like the one thing that I didn't like about the Netflix experience versus renting a DVD is you don't get any of the bonus features. It's just the thing.
So you get the bonus features in Disney Plus. And so you can go in and you can watch all these deleted scenes. Like Luke, I guess, actually goes and looks for his lightsaber on Bespin.
Yeah, and there's a deleted scene of him building his new one, the green one. So, I never knew that. I'd never seen him.
I feel like I'm being some... I'm fooling everybody that I'm a Star Wars
noob.
So we're going to go watch the deleted scenes later.
Noobs.
This one, Jeremy and I are watching. It's actually... It was made for kids, 100%, but super good. Love it. Lego Star Wars The Freemaker Adventures. So it's
hilarious.
It's three kids. And
is this full CG? Is this real life hand cartoons?
Full CG.
Okay. It's Lego.
100% CG.
It's Lego.
Lego CG.
Yeah.
So the kids are Legos too?
Everything's Lego.
Yeah, they're little minifigs.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Anyway, it's not
nobody dies. They
canon.
Break apart. It is, but it isn't. It follows a canon storyline, and it was written to be canon, but there's things that they want to tell that skirts the edge of being... So one of the episodes, they go back and they get something for Lando Calrissian, and what they give them is hilarious. That's the episode. It makes sense. It doesn't interfere with anything, but they just don't consider it canon for whatever reason. It skirts canon.
Yeah. Okay. It's a really good show. Really cute. Just kind of low key. No stress. I mean, there's a little bit of stress, but not like it's Lego.
Amazing.
You know it's going
to
be
amazing.
Fine.
So if a bad guy gets defeated, they just break apart and they get reassembled
later?
It's
like a minifig.
It could
just
be,
like,
yeah.
You know, it's super funny.
So they should just keep the torso piece over here and the leg piece over here and the head piece over here.
Yep.
Right. And then lastly, we haven't watched this, but I'd like to. Lego Star Wars Droid Tales. And so basically C-3PO and R2-D2 retell episodes 1 through 6, but it's Lego. So I'd like to watch it. I'm sure it's going to be a lot more condensed than
obviously the movies. C-3PO already did that with the Darth Vader. Right? And then the Ewoks were like,
did you ever see The Lion King 1.5?
No, I did not.
So
I
it did. Seems like it'd be something like that to me. Because it's The Lion King, but from Timon and Pumbaa's perspective.
Funny.
Yeah. Funny. It's not as good as The Lion King.
No, not even close, but...
So those are
still Lion King's great. This is okay.
Yeah. So those are the top 10 Star Wars things to watch on Disney Plus.
And The Mandalorian.
And The Mandalorian. It's actually that's really on funny. There. It said The Mandalorian season 1 now streaming on Disney Plus.
And it says you can rewatch it over and over and over and over again because it's so good.
Yeah.
And then because of people being stuck in their house, Disney released Rise of Skywalker early to purchase, and Frozen 2 was placed on Disney Plus. Way ahead of schedule.
3 months ahead of schedule.
So
everything that I saw around, like I saw the post for that, and then all it was just people being mad. They're like, oh, if they could release it this early, they should just always release it this early. It's like, they're trying to be nice. Like, yes. They don't have, it's their IP. They can do whatever they want.
Exactly.
Just getting mad because, like, oh, if they could have released it now, they should have anyway.
I know.
It's like, get over yourselves.
It's called, like, let's not deny the fact that people, everything is about making money. It boils down to making money. There's a reason why they release things when they do. And they're just doing this early to
make it. They probably make more money because they're stuck inside.
But regardless, they can do whatever they want. So if they want to release it 3 days early,
like,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's like, if you're going to be salty about it, you don't have to watch the movie. You don't have to buy the movie.
Right.
You know.
Wait for it on Disney Plus.
Exactly. That's what I'm waiting for. And then we'll do our everything great and terrible about and finish out the series for good.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. We haven't done that yet.
Yep.
Dang.
So.
Oh, we got to put the old background up so it fits in consistency wise.
Oh, that's really funny.
All right. Oh, Lordy. And no thanks. Y'all can do that yourselves.
Twice is enough for Kara.
Yep.
So. But. Well, that's all I have, Chris. You want to finish her up?
Are you sure that's all you have?
That is all I have.
You had no other things you needed to talk
I'm
about.
Mad nobody else wants to buy my spork. We put a poll up and. People are like, no, I'm not that crazy.
Poor Jeremy.
I'm buying that sport.
Are you able to see the analytics on that? Because like, I don't literally all I see is just the poll
percentage.
Results.
That's all I see.
Yeah, it's like the because like all of the other polls, like a regular poll that's not attached to a video.
Yeah, you can see everything.
You get like robust analytics. At minimum, you just can see like number of votes and everything, so you can see whatever. Like this, it's literally just like 62% this, 38% that.
Yeah, it could have just been you. Voting no to my yes, and then you have like one friend, and that's 67%.
Yeah,
you know, that's two true. Out of three or whatever.
So it's like,
but it didn't go from 100% to 67.33. So
they changed a whole like, so this is just a complaint about Facebook statement shortly, like trying to like upload stuff on there, or whatever. They changed the creator studio and all this stuff, and like the way you edit playlists. It's like, you used to just be able to, like, add a playlist and then just, like, click the thing and then, it like, the next video would be in the playlist.
Right.
Now it pushes you to the creator studio and then you have to open up the playlist and then you have to navigate to whatever video. So it doesn't show you what's in there. It just shows you all the videos. So you just have to know what you're adding and then it'll add in. So before, like, there'd just be a blue box around all the videos that are already in. And you can just click on whatever doesn't have a blue box to, like, add at least Star Wars every day, for example. And this one, it's like, they missed it for a couple of days and it's in a random order. And it's like the worst possible way to interface with it. And it just makes me really angry. So I'm not doing anything on Facebook anymore. That's your guys' job.
No, I mean, what made me mad about Facebook and posting those is obviously we shoot a couple at a time. And so it's like I'll upload them or you'll upload them and then they'd be as a draft. Then I would schedule them out. It doesn't show the date that it was scheduled to release, shows the date it was uploaded. So it throws off the everything. It's stupid.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, you look back and it's like, I wonder when these came out. And all the week's worth all came out at Monday at 8 a.m. And it's like, no, they didn't. That's when I uploaded them. And then they're you know, so.
Silly Facebook.
Makes me mad. It's like, you can backdate posts, but you can't forward date posts.
Right. Ridiculous.
Facebook.
Ridiculous.
We should just delete the page.
No!
We have more followers on Facebook than YouTube.
Yeah.
So much work.
I mean, sort of.
Yeah. So, all right. That's all I got, Chris.
All right. Well, you know, thank you guys for watching. If you made it this far, hats off to you. This is ridiculous. We're probably about an hour in at this point, so I'm sorry that you don't have anything better to do with your lives, but we appreciate you spending your time with us. Beat that disease by hanging out with us. I couldn't find a way to make that rhyme. Anyway, if you had a good time and you watched as much as maybe check out another video. That, you know, show your support for the channel by just like engaging with something else that we're doing. We appreciate it. Like this video, comment, subscribe, that type of stuff. If you feel like it, if you don't, that's totally fine. We just appreciate you spending time with us. Jeremy's really messed with that BB-8 droid.
They gotta fix his antenna. I'm Ray.
Thank you guys so much for watching, and of course,
may the force be with you.